Hello, my beautiful friend. I hope you're having a good day, good night, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Welcome back to the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast, your safe space to heal, learn, and grow. I have been MIA for quite some time because I went to Costa Rica and I've been traveling a lot. I'm finally back home. I'm in my room. I just took a shower. I'm going to play my sound bowls and just unwind for the night because I've been working on my masterclass that's coming up in a few days for quite some time, and it's finally finished. So I'm excited to share that with everyone. And the masterclass, one second. I had to look when the masterclass was. It's going to be April 1st. April 1st is a free masterclass. Anybody can join. I'm going to talk about raising vibration, breath work, my story, how I became this magnetic energy rainbow ball of light. And I'm going to be able to share that with you. And we're going to have a 1-hour Zoom call. I'm also going to host a giveaway in there. And I'm going to be showing you exactly how to book a one-on-one coaching session with me. I have a lot of good things in the masterclass. So stay tuned. It's going to be April 1st. You can send me a DM if you want to join. And I will be posting about it soon on my Instagram. So stay tuned for that. But I just want to talk about the vibration of love today, because if you are going through something very, very difficult right now, or you are living life to the fullest, no matter where you are on the spectrum, really, really high, in the middle, or really, really low, you are loved. You have the energy and all of the potential within your soul to do the things that you need to do that will help you succeed in life. And doesn't mean that you have to be a crazy, crazy productive person when you're getting things done constantly and you're super motivated and everything is just aligned. No, it means that you know when your body needs rest. You know when it's time to slow down. You know when it's time to be motivated and get your work done. You also know when to drink enough water and eat the foods that make you feel good. You know when it's time to go outside or maybe reach out to someone or actually stay quiet and really tune into your body. You know, that comes with awareness of figuring out who you are, figuring out what you like, figuring out what you do not like, and thinking about what does not serve you in your life right now. What does not serve you in your life right now? It might be your job that drains you, your coworkers that are just so negative and they drain your energy. Maybe it's your family, the people that you live with. The lifestyles clash with theirs and you just can't get along, or maybe it's just not aligning with your soul anymore. You want to find community. You want to find the people that make you feel happy. You want to feel the energy around you and you want to live an abundant life. There can be a lot of different things in your life that doesn't serve you right now, and I'm speaking for myself. It's almost as if I'm just talking to myself, because I am. And the things that I'm saying is exactly what I need to hear, because my environment is not the most flourishing environment for me to live in. I just went through a breakup. I'm living back with my parents, and it can be a difficult thing to integrate into living in the same environment that you outgrew or are on a different path on. And life can be a roller coaster. It can be super, super high, super windy, crazy, fast, slow. Sometimes it can even break and just rocket, skyrocket to the sky. You know what I'm saying? Or just like crash and burn. And people die along the way. People laugh along the way. People cry along the way. People throw up on the way. You know what I'm saying? Life is a fucking roller coaster. And you have to be able to appreciate the highs and lows. And it's just so important to be able to slow down in your life, because life can be so fast with technology, with cars, with thinking, with buying, with consuming, with needing more. And I'm just here to tell you to slow down. The past few days have been very difficult for me, and I've really been processing my emotions. It's been a full moon, and I literally cried so much last night. And I'm going to be able to share some really, really personal details with y'all, but it's too early, it's too fresh, it's too raw right now, and I have to be able to respect my boundaries and respect my life. So in the near future, I'll be able to share some more details with y'all of just what I'm kind of going through. But truly, it doesn't matter what you're going through, whether it's the highs or the lows. It matters how you react to them. It matters how you react to the situation and what you do with yourself in the situation. Do you crash and burn and try to run away or numb yourself or just go insane? Do you get really, really high and just try to numb it that way and just not think about it at all and continue to run away through it with happy things, happy thoughts, music, people, places, things? Even positive things can be a negative distraction. It's your time. It's your sign to slow down. Relax the shoulders, unclench the jaw, release the tension in the forehead, let the eyes soften, notice your breath. It's okay to breathe. It's good to breathe deeper. Fill your body up with love, peace, compassion. You deserve every single thing in this world that you can imagine of. And maybe you just need to disconnect from your phone for just a little bit. Go in the shower, let the water cleanse you. Notice the mind, the monkey mind racing every single time you do something. Notice when you find stillness and then you get up and get the urge to do something else. Just notice it. Notice when your body is moving, what it goes to, what it grabs, without you even actually controlling it, because it controls you. Bring awareness to the breath. Bring awareness to the body. Release anything that doesn't serve you in this moment. Your body is beautiful. Your mind is intelligent. Your soul is expanding. You are pure love. You are pure light. And there are plenty of things in your life that does not serve you anymore, but just bring awareness to them. Doesn't mean they have to vanish and disappear right in this moment. Because sometimes we're stuck in a situation and stuck in specific experiences for a specific amount of time. And we have to go through things so we can grow, expanding our roots through the ground, growing tall, sitting tall, expanding and extending our limbs out into the sky, into the earth beneath us. So we can break, so we can shed, so we can grow. We can learn, we can heal and process, fall down, disintegrate into the earth, plant our seeds and grow again, fall, plant, grow again, expand, be enlightened, and then fall again. Into a loop of continuous learning. Life is a roller coaster. Life is a journey. And we have to be able to embrace the highs, the lows, the fast, the slow. Your body is the roller coaster. It's taking you all these different places. And life is the track. And no matter where you're going, you're still on the right track. It doesn't matter if you feel like you've been doing the shittiest you've ever done in your life and you feel really shitty about yourself and you just feel like you can't get anything right. You're still on the right path. Or you feel like you are doing every single thing right. Everything is aligning. You feel the most confident in your entire life. And everything is so positive. You are on the right track. And guess what? The track is going to take a turn and loop you back under the ground and teach you another lesson. Because your life is not always going to be rainbows and butterflies. And also, your life is not always going to be negative and sad and hard and difficult and painful. Life is a roller coaster. You never know what is coming after this moment, what is going to happen tomorrow. And I don't want to know what's going to happen tomorrow. I want it to be a surprise. I just know that the lessons that life is going to show me is what it needs to show me. The full moon has been really intense for me. It has been bringing a lot of emotions out of me, and I've been learning to process them, slow down, nourish them, especially with food. I have been resonating with food lately. I ate half an avocado, 3 eggs, a little bit of onion, half a apple with almond butter, a little bit of pineapple for breakfast. I've been drinking a lot of pure water from this place called the Water Tree by my house. It filters the tap water over 3 times. It cleanses it, it adds minerals, and it's really purifying to the body because I've been drinking my city tap water and I know it's really damaging to my cellular DNA and structure of my body. And so I've been really intentional with what I consume. For lunch, I ate a handful of asparagus with sauteed onions, and then I ate half an avocado, and then I ate a whole sweet potato. And I'm going to be honest, I really used to just hate, I don't use the word hate, I meant I just really used to dislike sweet potatoes. And I didn't care what they were, I just didn't like sweet potatoes. And if I like dunked the whole sweet potato in ranch, you know, I could see me eating it a little bit. But it just wasn't my part of my appetite. And I ate a sweet potato for lunch and it was so good. I sauteed them in a pan and then I put them in the air fryer, put a little bit of honey on them. I didn't even put seasoning. I put a little bit of honey and then I used a little bit of ranch because I've been using ranch slightly, but not over consuming it because I know it's not the healthiest for me. I made a salad yesterday with fresh chopped lettuce, not bagged lettuce, fresh chopped lettuce. And then I added pineapple in it. And then I added mushrooms. And then I added trail mix with nuts, with seeds, with cranberries, with chocolate chips in a salad. Yes, you heard me right. I added that into my salad. And then I added chopped up tomatoes. And then I added avocado. And then I added honey mustard and a little bit of ranch. So delicious. So all over the place. And I've really been just nourishing my body, eating bananas. I have a watermelon. I've been eating a little bit of quinoa. I tried to make homemade tortillas. That shit did not work. But yeah, I just wanted to share what I've been consuming food-wise because it's really important to nourish your body. And it's just lovely. I'm really excited for my masterclass because my passion has been to be a spiritual mindset energy coach for over 4 years. When I started my spiritual journey, I just knew I needed to speak my truth and help other women and men and souls find their purpose, but also step into their own power and breathe and walk with confidence and live life in abundance. So April 1st is going to be my masterclass. We get to spend 1 hour together. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to share insights with you. I'm going to share my story. We're going to connect. We're going to do Q&As. We're going to talk. We're going to interact with each other. It's going to be a community thing. I'm going to be posting for this whole entire week, so you won't miss it. Don't worry. You're going to get the link. If you want to send me a message, I can go ahead and send you that link so you can stay updated. And also, I'll be sending them through email as well. And so I'm really excited. It's going to be on April 1st at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And I know there's different time zone. I'm in Central Time. So yeah, I will be able to explain all of this. I'm going to go live on Instagram and just be able to talk to y'all and interact with y'all this coming up week and really step into my power, because I've always, for quite some time, known that I'm going to be that coach and that guide for souls that need guidance. And it's finally becoming reality because I've been putting in the work and putting in the dedication. So I'm just happy, whether you just found me or you've been here since day one, I love you and I'm so thankful that you are here. Life is a roller coaster. Remember to slow down. It is okay and it is so normal for you to slow down, tap in, tune into your body's frequency. Your body is talking to you right now. What does it need? Does it need water, nourishing food? Do you feel icky? You need to take a shower? Do you need to sit with yourself and cry? Process. Maybe just dance and shake it out until there's nothing left in you. What do you need? That's your opportunity to ask yourself that question. What I need to do right now, I needed to make a podcast. I needed to speak. I needed to sit with myself and have beautiful alone time in my room. Now I need to drink some water. I want to do these things, and I'm excited to do these things. I want to play my sound bowls. I'm going to set them up. I'm going to take a few videos of me playing sound bowls so I can post them on Instagram and TikTok. But I'm also going to make a sound bath podcast after this one, so that should be coming and uploading tonight as well. So I'm also going to go live while I'm playing sound bowls. So if you get this podcast, like as soon as it comes out, I'm going to be going live all week long, and I'm really excited to be hosting this masterclass on April 1st. So stay tuned. And I just wanted to let you know, I had my eyes closed this whole entire podcast, and now I'm looking around. And it's interesting, like I actually can use my eyes to look at things. And that's just a little example of how sometimes we can take things for granted or just not notice the beauty in being able to see things. Like I had my eyes closed for 20 minutes, 17 minutes and 42 seconds. And it's like, now I can see my room. I can see my hands. I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm going to be honest. Before I made this podcast, I was just staring at myself in the mirror after the shower, and I wasn't really negative, but I definitely wasn't positive, and I just kept staring at myself, and I could tell in my face that I was judging myself, but it wasn't to like an extent where I was being very, very negative. It was just kind of like, I just don't feel pretty. I kind of feel ugly, and I wanted to share that because it's like, you have highs, you have lows, you have insecurities, you feel confident, you feel on top of the world, and then you just feel like you failed. And you can't fail. You're always learning new things, and you're always expanding your relationship with yourself. And I'm here to tell you that you are so beautiful. Your hair is beautiful. If you have no hair and you're bald, you're still so beautiful. If you wear makeup, you're beautiful. You don't even need makeup. If you don't wear makeup, you are so naturally beautiful. Your eyes are so amazing. Your skin is just perfect how it is. your stomach, your legs, your arms, your style, how you express yourself. Everything about you is very beautiful and very unique. And I'm so happy that you're listening to this podcast. I have been MIA, and I want to hold myself more accountable to share my voice with you because I know you love it. I know that you love my podcast so much. And you know how I know that? Because I love my podcast so much. And I am a reflection of you. And you are a reflection of me. And we are connected. We are the same thing. Pure energy. I am sending you all of my love, all of my peace, all of my gratitude. Thank you for showing up to this podcast, investing into yourself, loving yourself, showing compassion. Remember to be aware of your breath. Notice the tension in your body and relax. You've got this. Life is a roller coaster. Embrace the highs, embrace the lows, and be there for yourself. Because you are your own best friend. You have your back. You are not your own enemy. You are your own best friend. Talk to yourself. Look at yourself. Smile at yourself. Hug yourself. Breathe. Do not forget to breathe. Remember to breathe. How cute. I'm looking at this diffuser I have on my dresser. And the brand of the diffuser is breath. Breathe. It's breathe, yeah. It's breathe. That is so cute. Wow. A good reminder. I love you so much. I hope you have the most magical day in your life. Even if you're going through something very difficult, you have this podcast that just motivated you and put so much loving, pure energy in your soul. And I'm very happy that you're here. I'm very happy that you're alive and that you decided to listen to this podcast. You are so beautiful and so amazing. God bless your soul. I am sending you all of my love and light. Take care of your mind, body, and soul today. I love you, bestie. Peace out. Mwah. Meow.